So let's review. The Mishnah in the previous daf taught the Yatzim Mechudach Emesuris Mishayatzer Rubei Harehu Kiyalad. If a woman gave birth and the vlad came out in pieces or feet first, it is only considered a leidu when the majority of the vlad comes out. If the vlad came out normally, head first, it is considered a leidu once the majority of the head, the forehead, comes out. The Gemara proceeds with a machlekes regarding the first halacha. Rav Lazar says, "Afil ha'reish imohen mishayatzer rubay." Even if the vlad came out in pieces and head first, the head does not establish leida. Rather, it's only considered a leida when the majority of the vlad comes out. Rabbi Yechonon says, "Ha'reish imohen harehu kiyalet." If the vlad came out head first, even in pieces, the head does establish leida. The Gemara initially assumes they disagree in Shmuel's halacha of ein ha'reish preita b'nefala. In a miscarriage, the head alone is not considered leida. Rabbi Lazar holds ein ha'reish preita b'nefala, while Rabbi Yechonon holds ha'reish preita b'nefala. However, the Gemara then explains that this is not necessarily so. Perhaps all disagree with Shmuel and hold that Bishalim Haresh Paita Binafalim. If the Vlad came out whole, the head alone establishes Leida even in the Nafal. The Machlek is only in the case of Bimachutach, if the Vlad came out in pieces. Rabbi Lazar holds Bishalim Hudikachashab, Bimachutach Lekachashab. When the Vlad is whole, the head has significance and does establish Leida. But when the Vlad is in pieces, the head has no significance and does not establish Leida. Rabbi Yechonon holds Bimachutach Namichashab, even if the Vlad is in pieces, the head has significance and does establish Leida. The Gemara concludes that this is actually Machlekes Tanoim in the following braisa. Yatze Machutach E Mesuris, Mishayatze Rubei Harehu Kiyalad. Rabbi Yisiyema, Mishayatze Ketiknoi. As the Gemara explains, the braisa is a case of Yatze Machutach Umesuris, Mishayatze Rubei Harehu Kiyalad. The Vlad came out in pieces and feet first. Therefore, it is only considered a Leida when the majority of the Vlad comes out. However, the Machlekes is in the case of Machutach Ketiknoi. If the Vlad came out in pieces and head first, the Tanakama holds a Reish Paiter. The head alone establishes Leida. While Biesi holds, Mishayatze Ketikne L'chaim. Only if the Vlad comes out whole, the head establishes Leida. But if the Vlad comes out in pieces, the head does not establish Leida. Zok the Mishnah, Hamapeles Ven Yedu Amahu, Teshuv Lazachul Nekeva. If a woman had a miscarriage of a definite Vlad but does not know its gender, she is subject to the stringencies of both the shorter Yimeitar of a Zachar and the longer Yimeitum of a Nekeva. Ain you doing Vlad Hoy im Lav, Teshav Lazachal in the cave of Lanida. She has a miscarriage of a questionable Vlad, she is subject to three stringencies. She has the long Yimeitama of Nekeva, she has no Yimeitara like Anida, and she's subject to the shorter Yimeitara of Bezachar only to mess up her count of Yimeinida Beziva. Shimon Levi teaches a related halacha. Avanar bepila mevia karba benecha. If a woman went through a river and had a miscarriage, she requires a definite karban leida, which is eaten by the kahanim, because halachacha reb nashim. Reb nashim vlad ma'al yeldon. We assume that she's from the majority that give birth to a developed child. And accordingly, we must say that the Mishnah halacha of en yeduim vlad hoya teishav lazachon nekevul nida refers to a case of shalehuchsa ka'ubra. She did not establish her pregnancy, therefore there is a concern for no vlad. Or Yom Shuban Levi's halacha of Avra Nahar ve'epila, Mevi'er Karbim Menachal refers to a case of Keshehuchsa Ka'ubra. She did establish her pregnancy, therefore we do go with the Rav and she requires a carbon. The Gemara proceeds with Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanina questioning Rabbi Shuban Levi from the following brayse of Taya. Isha Shiyatza Maleya Ubari Kanas, Ve'vila Fenenu Shleisha Shavuin Tahirin, Ve'asara Shavuis Echad Tamei Ve'echad Tar, Meshameshes La'ar Shleisha Mechamesh. A woman that went away while expecting, and later returned and she was not expecting, and she does not know when she gave birth. And upon her return, she counted 3 weeks of no dam, and another 10 weeks with an alternate pattern of 1 week with dam and 1 week without dam. She is permitted to cohabit only on the last evening of the 35th day, the last day of week 5. And the Gemara explains, Shavu Rishon Lo Mishameshes, Eimer Yeled De Zachari. During week 1, Tashmish is forbidden, because she possibly gave birth to a Zachar on the day of her return, and she is tummy for 1 week. Shavu Sheni, Eimer Yeled Es Nekevehi. During week 2, Tashmish is forbidden because she possibly gave birth to a Nekeva and she's tummy for 2 weeks. Shavu Shlishi, Eimer Yeled Es Nekeva Bezaifi. During week 3, Tashmish is forbidden because she possibly gave birth to a Nekeva and she was also a Zav at the time of the birth. And the 7 days of week 3 are her Shiv and Nekim, the 7 clean days that she must wait before she can go to the mikveh. The Gemara asks, however, Shavu Revi, Avagav de Kochaz Yadam, Tashamish, the Hodam Tarhu. During week 4, Tashmish should be permitted even though she saw dam, because we go according to the majority that give birth to a developed uber, and this week is during the Yimei Toyer of either a Zachar or a Nekeva. Apparently, the Braisa holds Le'ezlin and Vasaruba. We do not go according to the majority, and we consider the possibility of no Vlad, for which there is no Yimei Toyer. But to Yuftet, Yibshu Ben Levi. However, Ravin says, this brisa does not contradict the Bishum Levi, because Eimer Herchika Leidasa. Perhaps she did give birth to a Vlad, but this happened way before her return, and the Meitar already ended. The Gemara continues to discuss the brisa and asks, Shavu Chamishi de Tar Hu Teshamish. During week 5, Tashmish should be permitted because she did not see Dam. The Gemara answers, Hach Shavur Revi, Kol Yemi Vayemi Mesafkin Besayf Leida Ubitchilas Nida. We consider the possibility that on the last day of week 4, the Meitar ended and the Dam she saw that day is Dam Nida. Therefore, she becomes Tamei Nida 7 days, the last day of week 4 and the first 6 days of week 5, and she's Tar only on the last day of week 5. The Gemara continues to ask, Be'esrim v'chat teshamish. On the last day of week 3, Tashmish should be permitted because even if she was a Yeledis Nekeva Beziva, this would be day 7 of Shiv Nekiyim, in which she's eligible for Tevila during the day. The Gemara explains that the Brisa is the opinion of Reb Shimon who holds Asur Lasas Kain Shematav L'Day Safik. Tashmish is forbidden on day 7 of Shiv Nekiyim out of concern of a possible Riyah. The Gemara continues to discuss this Brisa in the next daf.